이기 다 떠댕이기 가소래다 디다에 하티 아니 이기 수스거고요 이게 하세
Then then in the next step, one imagines that those sounds turn into the form of letters which are set around a moon, and with these letters resounding the sounds of the mantra.
That then, eh? Any? Kasore, sagu namaliya kiba, delaya, any soji haja.
And then those letters are transformed into the body of a deity, thus the next deity is called the form deity.
Then a detailia, Chajurarani, Chakjan Nan, Gurni, Chakjan Haja.
Then the next step is to bless various spots in the divine body with hand gestures or seals in accordance with the action tantra seals. Then one sets seed syllables in the three special places. These symbolize body, speech, and mind. But then in Yoga Tantra, the explanation of the procedure of the path is slightly different. Because the bases of purification are one's ordinary body, speech, mind, and activities, and the fruit being sought is the exalted body, speech, mind, and activities of a Buddha. On the occasion of the path, there are four path factors that correspond with these. Thus, in a very brief form, that is the mode of procedure of the three lower tantras. Then in the highest Yoga Tantra, because we have many levels of gross and subtler consciousnesses, one engages in forceful techniques in order to stop the grosser consciousnesses and to bring about the manifestation of the subtler consciousnesses. And for the sake of this, there's an explanation of practice with regard to channels, winds, or inner energies and drops. In order to engage in this practice, it's necessary first to undergo a ripening of one's continuum by way of the stage of generation. The basic procedure of this path is to take the three bodies which we have in the ordinary state and transform them into the exalted three bodies of a Buddha. In the process of achieving concentration in highest Yoga Tantra, because there are special techniques in which one penetratingly focuses on special points in the body, it is possible to achieve both calm abiding and a calm abiding of the mind and special insight into the nature of phenomena simultaneously. And in very few words, that is the mode of procedure of highest yoga tantra. So this is the mode of procedure of secret mantra as it is practiced in Tibet.
Now finished. It's my speech, my talk. Now, conclusion, as I mentioned earlier, now these philosophical or these special practice is, for certain people's practice. And now, once again, I request that we all are, human being, same human being. So each of us have responsibility to think whole mankind. So whether you are believer or non-believer, whether you are Buddhist or Christian or basically we each of us, the member of the human family. So you see, from contribution,
and each of us in our own way, in whatever way we can, needs to make a contribution toward this.
This is my wish and my request. Then I am very, very pleased to be here, and I must thank all the concerned people who organized this and who made this occasion become possible. I thank for all these concerned people. Thank you very much. That is a question, Padua.
Have people written out questions that they would like to pass forward?
I think another 10 to 15 minutes we will discuss.
Is it possible to take monastic vows with you while you are here in Boulder? It's very easy to take the vows, but it's very complicated to keep them.
So you see, no hurry. First we must prepare ourselves. Once you fully prepare, then very easy.
Would you please say something about compassion and the history of Avalokiteshvara?
About the history of Avalokiteshvara is too complicated. Difficult to say. And also, it will take a long, long time. Then the... What's that?
Bloody compassion.
It's a simple way of practice of compassion. You see, usually, according to my own practice, you visualize you yourself is one side, and the group of people is another side. Then that moment you yourself remain as a third person and unbiased third person. Then think and look. Now both have the desire, and both have the right to be happy. Now you judge which is more important. Naturally, the majority side are they more important than this one single being. So you see, think these lines, then gradually our mind go closer toward the majority side. So it will help.
If one thinks, if one contemplates in this way, it is very helpful.
You see, another word, you see, usually I express the think other people, respect others is a benefit. Actually, it will bring you more happiness, more success. If you forget other people's welfare and think yourself always, then ultimately you will face problem. So therefore, if you are, if we are real, how to say, wise selfish, then we must first think others' benefit. The result, you see, other people will get benefit as well as you yourself will have this beneficial. So therefore, you see,
if one is wisely selfish, it's better. One should not be stubbornly foolish about it, though.
Oh, selfishness, right?
What can one do to prevent nuclear war?
As you see, I'm a person who believe, as I mentioned earlier, I mean, believe in certain aims or certain thing, as I mentioned earlier. You see, I believe they cultivate in human mind the kindness and respect enemy. You see, enemy also a human being. Therefore, we must respect enemy. And particularly for a practitioner, the enemy is really your teacher. You can learn many things from enemy side. Without enemy's action, we cannot learn real practice of tolerance. So, therefore, in order to achieve real compassion, real kindness, we have to control anger. In order to practice that, it is necessary an enemy, a person who are making trouble for you. On that occasion, the only opportunity to practice tolerance and patience. So you see, cultivate these things and reasoning yourself. This is, you see, I believe. Now, actual Kasanda,
what can we do to prevent a nuclear war?
You see, for a long run, you see, as I mentioned earlier, control anger, that is the real control of nuclear. The noble task, such as disarmament, you see, control of nuclear weapons, these are, I'd say, achieved only through peace of mind, only through compassionate thought. These cannot achieve through hatred. So the ultimate solution is promotion of compassion and love. That's all.
How is mindfulness different from concentration?
I don't know. That English get young and similar. What did you say? That tembe.
Mindfulness is what keeps one on the object of observation without forgetting it. Therefore, mindfulness is one of the means for achieving concentration. That which keeps the mind from straying to some other object is mindfulness. In the perspective of improving the mutual understanding between East and West, which is the way in which Western science, what is the way in which Western science and Buddhism could interact?
Buddhism nala ne chigda sem ge nam sha kwa da chig ngö bu ka so re pena chengi de de ta ma ngu she ge ya re a de so in de zane pena chengi ge ta ne a so re pena sem chengi ta to sem ge pena sem ta ge chen ba pen di ta ne chen ni pha chi a mi ding yo ya ti ti ya re sem to.
For those scientists who are interested in studying the mind, Buddhism has many, many and various subtle presentations of the types and natures of consciousnesses, and I think some interaction could come about on this subject. How can the peasantry find compassion, kindness, and happiness in a world where they are but the tools of monetary manipulations?
You'll have to translate that.
Yes, certainly complicated. You see, these things are complicated. Now, you see, basically, what to say, huh? Tangyali, she's a meme, but she had some chibarwa.
At the basis of all is that everyone is the same in being a human. And thus it's very important for this equality to be seen. In Buddhism, there is a meditation called the cultivation of the four immeasurables.
That digi kasore samalaliya dewanyam bajita samalaliya kasore bageta jibayang ya chigi manam kyeri arba samu jengbi arba.
This is a training in the wish that all beings equally have happiness.
That is action to na socialism kaantu biyare. The action to juri na socialism kaantu biyare.
And in terms of implementing this in action, this is something like socialism. There isn't much I have to say on this. What do you mean by deity? There are many different types of deities within the Buddhist explanation.
간다 랑기 공규다타 따디셰인가.
But here I've been speaking about the deity as which one is meditating oneself to be.
Sawati, Buddha ki, the different manifestations.
Basically, these are different manifestations in various forms of Buddhas. How is it possible to lovingly discipline a small child without exhibiting aggressive behavior?
How can you discipline a small child without becoming aggressive?
You're doing it lovingly. This is a very important question. As you hold our hope, rely on our future generation, and, you see, this coming generation. Now, it is our, you see, I'd say the duty or responsibility, and very important to cultivate in these small, very pure mind, pure-minded. I believe, you see, parents have many responsibility, then also the teachers in schools, they not only giving education, but they must show the me yarabjasan language.
They must show a higher mode of behavior to their children as a model.
Modern television influence.
We have many new modern techniques such as television and so forth which have an influence on people, and we need to take great care about this.
So that when I
I have great hope with regard to this field. It's something that we need to take tremendous care about.
Like that?
Thank you.
Yeah.
Traditionally, I have the good fortune to try to save His Holiness from His generosity with His time. I know I express all our sentiments tonight of deep gratitude for His simple and profound sharing with us. I thought at the time that He mentioned His visit to Hiroshima, what a blessing it would be if not only we here heard those words, but that they would be magnified throughout the world. We are very grateful to His Holiness for His generosity, His vision of compassion and goodness that He has shared with us tonight. I know I expressed your sentiments in saying thank you, Your Holiness.
Again, needless to say, I would like to express our profound gratitude and appreciation and devotion to His Holiness. And also, I'm very pleased that we, as the Bulgarians, are able to share this particular full moon tonight. And I'm glad that you're able to come along and join us. And thank you very much.